1 Corinthians chapter 6. If one of you has an argument with another brother, how dare you go before the judges of the world instead of asking God's people to settle the matter? So in all Paul's reasoning, there is a big difference between the world and the believer. He sees us as being totally separate and being run by totally different principles. So it's really important that we recognize that. And we cannot love the world and God. And in fact, James says whoever loves the world is an enemy of God. Although God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So we had to love the world in trying to preach to them and save them. But we cannot love the ways of the world because these are two totally different things, totally different values. Don't you know that God's people will judge the world? If we are to judge the world, are we not capable of judging even the smallest matter? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things which pertain to this life? Now, the word angel in the Bible really means a messenger. And it can just refer to ordinary human beings or to human leaders. Like the word is used about the messengers of John the Baptist. They weren't angels, as in the heavenly beings, the supernatural beings. They were just people who are called messengers or angels. So in the world to come, he says that when Jesus comes back, we are going to judge this world, and he says we will judge angels. Well, maybe he means that we will judge the leaders, the rulers who are now the rulers of this world. And so if we're going to be like that, then we can judge amongst ourselves. Now, by judge, he doesn't mean to condemn, because we are not to condemn. But we are to form an opinion and to not keep saying, oh, well, I don't know, it's difficult, isn't it? We don't know. On one hand, we can be too simplistic and say, oh, yeah, this is right, this is wrong, all in black and white. But on the other hand, we can end up saying that we don't know what's right and wrong, and everything is a shade of grey. And that is also wrong. So we must, by reading the scriptures and being regularly in contact with God and thinking about his ways, we will come to correct judgment. As Jesus said, judge righteous judgment. If such things come up, are you going to take them to be settled by people who have no place in the church? You should be ashamed. There must surely be at least one man in your congregation who can settle a dispute between Christian brothers. Instead, a believer is going to law against another believer and allowing unbelievers to judge them. So really, I think the background reason that he's giving here, why we shouldn't go to law, etc., is that really we are operating on a totally different set of values and principles. And it is best for a Christian then to decide between Christians rather than trying to bring this to the world. The very fact that you have such legal disputes between yourselves shows that you've really failed absolutely. Would it not be better to suffer yourself to be wronged? Is it not better to suffer yourself to be robbed? But instead, you are wronging one another and robbing one another, even your own brothers. Surely you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not deceive yourselves. People who are immoral or who are idol worshippers or adulterers or homosexual perverts or who steal or greedy or drunkards or who slander others, or who are thieves, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. And some of you were like that, but you have been washed. You have been given over to God. You have been justified by the work of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So then, all these wicked things that people do means that they will not inherit God's kingdom. That's what it says, and it includes really big sins, and also sins that people might consider to be little things, like thieving, you know, stealing a little bit here and stealing a little bit there. slandering others. This goes on a lot. Making up stories about people, talking about people in a way that is not true. This is all part of the same set of things. That means we will not inherit the kingdom of God. So do not steal. Do not slander. Even in what you might consider to be small ways, because that is as bad as all these other terrible things which he has listed, idol worship and so on. Someone will say, I am free in Christ to do what I wish. Paul replies, yes, but not everything is wise. I also could say that I am free to do as I wish, but I am not going to let anything make me into its slave. Somebody will say, food is for the stomach and the stomach is for food. Yes, but God is going to put an end to both. The body is not to be used for sexual immorality, but to serve the Lord, and the Lord will provide for the body. God raised up the Lord Jesus from the grave, and he will also raise us up by his power. You know that your bodies are parts of the body of Christ. Shall I take a part of Christ's body and make it part of the body of a prostitute? No, in no way. Do you not know that the man who joins himself to such a woman becomes physically united with her? And so it is written that the two become one flesh. But he who joins himself to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from immorality. Any sin that a man commits usually does not affect his body, but the man who is guilty of sexual immorality sins against his own body. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which lives in you and which was given to you by God? You are not your own, but you are God's. He bought you with a price. So use your bodies for God's glory. Now that price that was paid for our bodies and for our lives was the blood of Jesus. God paid it. And that means that he bought us. And that means we are his. And the implications of this are huge, that we are his. We are not free. We are not free to just make our own decisions that, I want to do this, that, the other, because that feels good to me, and that would look good, and then I'd get lots of money, and then I could do this, and I could do that. No, we are not free. If we're a Christian, we have given our lives to him, and he has bought us by the blood of Jesus. And we are cleansed, and we are washed, but we are his to absolutely serve him.